Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Hello, and welcome again to the Dr. Glovina Show. I am Glovina Williams, and I want to welcome you to our podcast. We're going to talk a bit about, we're going to talk today about a key to wealth. But I want to also just remind you that, you know, we've kind of created this community, a podcast of listeners, so that we can connect and support and really celebrate you, your family, your friends, and even perhaps your ministry, your organization, your business. I'm the host here, and I also serve in many other capacities. But I'm here to address some contemporary needs and perhaps impart some thoughts to our listeners who have not given up. Yeah, that you have not given up and that you still believe that we can move God's plan forward. And we can move it forward with vigor, belief and faith and energy and a determined mind. I'm just here at this podcast to share some insight, some experiences and knowledge, and perhaps share some understanding so that we, you know, as a community of humanity, so that we can live up to the vision and the values that will make our sphere of influence impactful. Again, I'm so glad that you've chosen this time to tune in and to listen to this particular podcast. And hey, a key to wealth. And, you know, sometimes we can or believe that wealth is just about money. It's not just about money. Money is probably I'm not going to give a percentage, but money is probably a very small percentage of wealth. I'll say it like this. It's not premier. It's not at the top of the list because there are so many other wealthy attributes of our life. And if we just sometimes just take a moment and just examine those other areas where we have access to wealth. With that being said, I really want to particularly talk about wealth in regards to relationships, because our relationships, that's actually a key. It's a vital key to our wealth. It really is, because even if we look at the story or the biblical character, Abraham, one of the things that Abraham did was when he received directions and instructions from God, Abraham actually, he didn't just take his spouse with him. He didn't just take his wife with him, but he also took his nephew with him. He took a family member. He took someone who he had a relationship with, and as a result of them traveling together and growing together, their relationship was enhanced. That's the key to wealth. Good, healthy, valuable, relevant relationships. I think I mentioned it once before. Let's try not to be so quick to just cut people off. Let's try not to do that, because really we're not going to find the exact perfect people, but and I don't mean relationships that are bringing entirely no value to them, because remember I did say a relationship that has value and is relevant. These are the relationships that we want to develop, because this can bring us true wealth. Yes, good relationships can bring us true wealth. You know, a couple of my granddaughters, I sent them books for Christmas. And one of the books that I sent my youngest granddaughter was 10 Commandments to Economic Power. 10 Commandments. I want to make sure I have that title correct. Just a minute, because I'm going to give you the reference. Yeah, 10 Commandments of Black Economic Power, and it was by Dr. Boyce Watkins. 10 Commandments of Black Economic Power by Boyce Watkins. I sent this book to my youngest granddaughter, and guess what? I didn't only send her one, I purchased myself one. So I read the book, and she read the book. I'm still reading the book, but she finished the book. She's, you know, she's a real little, as they say, whippersnapper. She finished the book. But what I want to say is this, in building relationships being a key to wealth. When I talked to her the other night, believe this, we had a talking point. You know, if you wonder if there can be what they used to call a generational gap, or if you feel like sometimes you can't relate to Z generations and Y generations. You feel like, some of you can't even feel like we can relate to Xers. But listen, if we can find a common ground and something to talk about, it will deepen our relationships, because you will get an understanding of them and what they're faced with, what they're going through, how their life is progressing, and they'll understand you better. We're talking about a key to wealth. Relationships, they are powerful in helping us to not only obtain wealth that sometimes seems like you can't touch it, or you can't see it in the terms of financial wealth, but relationships, that's wealth as well. So we have to learn how to manage those relationships. So when I talked with my granddaughter, I said we had a talking point. Not that we don't have lots of things to talk about, but it was something like an added benefit when I sent her that book. I didn't realize that would be a point of our conversation. And I just really asked her, you know, what do you think about it? And one of the takeaways that I had was that there were points that were made in that book that really was like historical points of the African-American community. And she said, you know, she calls me, you know, she said, you know, Mama, I didn't realize that, blah, blah, blah. She filled in that part. And so it gave us another talking point, because I could fill in on some areas because I lived through the particular era that she was talking about. So we have to build our relationships. The most valuable resource is relationships. Yeah, even our relationship with God. Do you hear that term? Relationship. And although sometimes money does seem to be, you know, the vehicle, the medium of exchange that seems to move everything that impacts our life. I'm not negating finances, because you know I've been teaching on that. But another key to wealth is maintaining healthy, relevant, valuable relationships. Yeah, not focusing only on money. If we only focus on money, we'll miss 95% of the other wealth that is around us. Listen at this. Some of you maybe can relate to this, and some of you I realize, but that's okay. But I grew up with very humble beginnings. But guess what? We didn't even know that we were lacking an abundance of money. Why? One of the reasons is this. Because we, this was so good about it, we were wealthy in other areas. Yeah. We were wealthy in tradition. I'm speaking of my personal family. We came together on Thanksgiving and Christmas. My mother would host like a party, and we would come to her house, and then other relatives took on that role, and now we even have a younger relative that has taken on that role. But we were wealthy in many ways. We were wealthy within our community. Within our community, we had friends, we had neighbors, we had, as we call, the village that took care of us. We were wealthy in many areas. We walked to school together. That way, we had fellowship with each other. We had an opportunity to talk. These are other, this is wealth. So focusing only on money, sometimes we can miss 95% of the wealth that is around us. Because relationships, they play a huge part in our wealth building. Even in the building of financial wealth. Because if you want to have a good economic future, to have a legacy, to have some wealth that your family can build upon, it's going to take healthy relationships to do this. So we have to pour into those relationships. And when we pour into those relationships, and it's not just within our family that we pour into relationships, but we build relationships within our community, within our household of faith, within whatever career you may be in your community, in various organizations, we begin to build relationships. You may be within your alumni, from your high school or from your college, your university. And then we begin to be collaborative. It can become a shared network. Yeah, even within our household of faith, we get a shared network. We begin to help each other out. We begin to give each other advice and sound advice. And we even begin to create a good spiritual energy. Yeah, yeah. A good economic future, it has some prerequisites to maintain it. And healthy relationships, it's one of them. And I mentioned about this collaboration. Because when we collaborate, we're able to join our forces together. We can even join our economic power together, our ideas, things that we have learned and heard. And don't be don't be afraid to share information. Don't be intimidated in sharing good information, because when we share good information, guess what? Our community grows, and it grows in exponential ways. Because the stronger one person is, the stronger the group becomes. And when the group becomes stronger, pardon me, we all benefit. And then we're able to reach the world. Yes, to make humanity a better place. And I believe that we can do this. I really do. I would not be here right now on this podcast if I didn't believe in you, and I believe in what we can do together to move humanity to the place where God wants us to be. You know, when we collaborate, it enables us to get projects completed. I'm involved in one right now. It may not sound like, well, like, it's several projects, and I have some dynamic people that I have collaborated with, and they work with me, and they support me, and I support them. And guess what? We're moving things forward. We're getting projects completed. This may sound very small and minor to some of you, but listen, we decided it's a small project, but it has great magnitude. You hear that word, magnitude? We had a project that for 21 days of the first month of the year, that we would fast. We would abstain for certain periods throughout the day from food. And we also, in part of this project, we said that we are going to meet three times a day and pray for the betterment of humanity. Yes, three times a day. That project will help us to prosper. Yep. And it will also build stronger relationships. And because of this collaboration, of coming together to put together this project, and we're going to bring it by the grace of God and by the help of God, we'll bring this project to completion. This completed project will bring prosperity to us, will bring wealth to us in many forms, and one of those forms being strengthened relationships. Because when we do this together, we have success. We're gathering supportive people around us. Yeah, we're being a support, but we're also garnering a supportive group together. This too, my beloved, creates wealth. A vital key to wealth is relationships. Yeah. It may not be as common as it used to be, but we used to gather for Sunday dinners. When you gather now, we may gather at a local restaurant, or we still may gather at a particular home and have dinner together. But can I ask you, when gathering together, which is strengthening relationships, let's take that time together and let's incorporate some discussions about financial issues. Let's incorporate in those times together maybe how we can advance financially. Yes. How can we begin to collaborate and bring together wealth? Wealth in the realm of finances can help us, can help you, can help me to have a legacy. Yes, so that we can begin to educate the generations that are coming up. So can we incorporate in that time that we have together to talk about how can we move forward? Just that small group that you're with, how can we move forward financially and not feel like it's a crime? I'm just kidding. And not feel like it's not the proper thing to do. Instead of perhaps talking about the concerns that we have of the world, let's talk about some of the solutions. You know, it's often said you're either part of the problem or you're part of the solution. I think that if we take that time, I don't know if you agree with me on that, but just some food for thought. So as we are developing this key to wealth, our relationships, you're going to see a bonding take place. And even as we begin to reach out, maybe to repair some relationships, maybe there's been a strain on the relationship, reach out. And reaching out means this: I may be rejected, I may not be accepted the first time or the second time, maybe even the third time, but reach out in love. And your own method of communication could be a text, could be you drop by your local store, you pick up a card and you send that card, or you phone them, or you send them an email. But what I'm saying is begin to communicate and be fearful, because I often say God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Reach out in love. Reach out in love, not being afraid of rejection. Because I made a statement yesterday. I said that we do have control over fear. I'm not talking about those two basic fears that it has been said that we're born with, the fear of loud noises and the fear of falling. I'm talking about that internal fear, that anxiety or trepidation that causes us to draw back and not reach out. You have control over fear because it is within you, so you can control it. In other words, even if you feel fearful, do it anyway. Yeah, reach out. And let's begin to repair some of those relationships. And those relationships that are strong, let's strengthen them. Strengthen those relationships. And try to avoid conflict in those relationships. You don't have to have the last word. I don't have to have the last word. If you get angry about something, don't cut that person off, because that relationship, it may be very valuable to you. Part of your collaboration, part of your experience to exchange love and compassion and support for one another. I know. And I believe that this is where God would like for us to be, not ignoring 95% of the wealth that is around us. Strengthen your relationship with Almighty God. Strengthen your relationship with your families. Tighten it up, whatever that means. And whatever it takes to do that, you're going to see some positive results. And you're going to see a wealth of love coming into your life. And a wealth of laughter. I mean, there's nothing like a relationship when you can go back and laugh about something that maybe during the time it was happening, you felt was one of the worst things in your life. But when you begin to have those long-term relationships and you can share, I'm talking about truly share, and remember when. You know that saying, remember when? Oh, do you remember when? Oh, I forgot about that, but thank you for reminding me. That too is wealth. I want you to know that I love you. And I really appreciate you spending this time with me, because I certainly look forward to spending this time with you. And even as you're growing in your wealth, remember, listen and obey that still small voice that is leading and guiding you. And when you're blessed, never forget to say thank you. And when you're blessed, be generous. Avoid strife, and be compassionate toward others. And here I go again, don't be greedy. There's a difference in wanting something and being greedy. Don't be greedy. And please give back to charitable organizations. Make your organizations that you believe in, your household of faith, and there are so many organizations that are doing some wonderful things, and they need your support. Be generous toward others. And then speak the words that, you know, what you want to see happen in your life, begin to speak those words. Don't speak what you don't want to happen. Speak what you desire. We're talking about riches and wealth that may seem invisible, but they are powerful. Yeah, words are very, very powerful. I want to shout out to my beautiful mother. Good morning, mother. Good afternoon, mother. Whenever you're listening to this podcast, good evening. I want to shout out to my beautiful aunt. Hello, Ernestine, Jewel, Rosemary. I love you so much. My beautiful sister, Jewel. I have a sister named Jewel also. Yeah. I want to shout out to my brother, Robert. Hi, Robert. I want to shout out to my sister, Leitris. I want to shout out to Sean and Carolyn, Marl and Cheryl. How about this? Hi, Steven and Nico and Allie. How are you today, this evening, wherever you are, whenever you're listening to this podcast? I want to also shout out to, I said Allie, and I want to shout out to Lauren and Kayla. I want to say hi to Jordan. I want to shout out to LaTorsha and Fabio. Hello. I want to say hi, James and Shatoya. I want to say hi to Isaiah and Courtney. Hello. Hi, Antonio and Stephanie. Hello. I want to say hi to Sheila. And I want to shout out to Malvin today. I want to shout out to Margareta, Terry, and Omo. Hi. And Dominique. Hello. Oh, this is fun. Hi, Judy. I want to say hi to Marie, and I want to shout out to Carla, DeAndre. I may not pronounce it correctly, but I want to shout out. I'll say it like she says it. Hi, Dee. I want to shout out to all of you. I want to shout out to those beautiful girls in Oklahoma. I want to shout out to all of you. I may not have called your name, but it's certainly not because I don't love you and I'm not thinking about you. I want to shout out to Felicia, Janine. Hi. I said hi to Carla. Hi, Kimon. How are you? I want to shout out to, who else do I have here? Oh, my God. There's so many. I want to shout out to Cynthia on the beautiful island of Sardinia. I want to shout out to Betty and Maddie. I want to shout out to those beautiful kids there at, how about our veterans? I want to shout out to our veterans, and I want to say thank you for your service. I know you hear it all the time, but we really mean it. We want to thank you for keeping these shores safe. I want to shout out to our active duty military. Thank you so much for what you do. You know you have my heart, and I'm glad that you do. I want to say hi to Courtney. I got a couple of Courtneys, so... Yeah, the tribe, my tribe is growing. Yeah, how about that? I want to thank all of you. You are such a blessing to me. It means a lot to me that we're together and you listen to my podcast. I want you to go back sometimes and listen to some of the old podcasts. I think you will enjoy them. I think you'll begin to connect some of the dots. And I want to shout out also to my Aunt Wallene. Yeah, hi, and I want to shout out to Misty, and I want to shout out to Pastor Walter. Hello, Pastor Walter. I didn't forget about you. I want to shout out to the Lewis family today and the Mays family, wherever you are. I want to thank all of you for the love that you give me, and I hope that you feel my love today. I want to shout out to Velma and Terry, thank you so much for your support. It is so greatly appreciated. I want to thank my listeners in Africa, in Accra, Liberia. I see here Nigeria. I want to thank you. I want to thank my listeners listening in from Jamaica. Thank you so much. From South Korea, thank you so much. This means so much to me. I want you to know that you are supernaturally anointed by God. And you're full of knowledge, wisdom, and the Spirit of God. And you have the faith right now to make life-changing effects in your life and in the lives of others. I say to you today, and I declare and decree over you, peace, prosperity, and divine protection. I love you.
Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.